Whether you disdain it as merely a greeting card moment or race to the florist for roses, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Morning Edition marks it a day early by talking about a meeting of hearts that has lasted nearly half a century. As part of this month's series on the subject of time, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg introduces a couple who have done time together in happily wedded bliss since 1956.
Actually, I visited with Gerard and Marilyn McGuire for an earlier Valentine's Day broadcast in 1994. They were coming up on four decades of marriage then. Sitting in their sunny kitchen in Alexandria, Virginia, Jerry McGuire, the father of seven, offered this rule for family happiness.
The best thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother, and then the rest of it will be taken care of.
Almost 10 years later, in his still sunny kitchen, Jerry Maguire stands by that rule. He's 72 now, still upbeat, despite a degenerative eye problem. Age will make its marks, after all. At 70, Marilyn Maguire has kept her figure and her pretty gold earrings. She had congestive heart failure last May, but it hasn't dimmed her big smile or her perspective on what the passage of time means in a marriage.
When you're young and in love, you want to dance on the star. And you are the star that's dancing on the star, and you want everyone to know it. When you get older and you're caring for each other, it's much less selfish.
It becomes about the other.
It does.
You are with a friend, and as you're with a friend, the relationship is always changing, maturing, diminishing, increasing, deepening, getting shallow. Don't let that happen.
You said, when I talked to you almost 10 years ago now, greet each other every single time as if
it's the first time you've seen him today or any day. Yes, 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 yes. I still delight in seeing him return from the store or the errand. He delights my heart.
I hope you're getting this all down. I want it later on prepared for an under oath signature.
It sounds to me like another rule is maintain your sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely. That's the most important thing, to see humor in all the aspects of life. And as you get older and everything changes for you, be able to accept the change. We have just had to give up driving. And you grieve over these losses, but you must say to yourself, let's move on. Well, how are we going to solve the problem? And we've solved the problem delightfully. We have the bus right outside the door. And we have learned there's a whole new life out there on the bus.
Talk about retirement and the difference that made for you as a couple.
It was delightful, actually. Truthfully, he went off to Korean War. He was gone for 2 years. I waited for him to come home. When he came home, we got married. He went to law school at night for 3 years. In the evening, I was waiting for him to come home. But when he retired, I didn't have to wait for him anymore. He was here.
As you approach almost a half century of marriage, having spent all that time together, you're both realists, too. And you have to look ahead. As health begins to become an issue in these other things, how does that affect the way you're spending your time together these days?
We have to really give back now, really start working on giving back. And so we just signed up for some volunteer work and start to do other things for people that are older than ourselves.
I wish there are a few.
How would you answer that question?
This is the now.
The gift of the present moment.
And what is after this, meaning tomorrow or this afternoon, is not all that important. And if we can approach it a little bit from that direction, it helps to put things in perspective.
Yeah, it really helps you sort it out, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sometimes we just spend so much time as if we're on some treadmill rushing to, you know, because we've got these seven things that need to be accomplished. How do you feel about all the gadgets of life, the quick pacing gadgets like cell phones or computers?
We don't have a cell phone yet. We're not on the internet yet. We're importuned by all the children and one or two of the grandchildren. Why aren't you doing that? Where is your cell phone?
Well, we do have the 7 children, and they are communicators, and they do call. If we had the email, too, our day would be spent answering the telephone, answering the email, and we'd have no life ourselves. Getting back to the people on the cell phones constantly, when do they talk to themselves? When do you ponder, how do I feel? If you're talking constantly, you're not thinking.
Marilyn and Jerry Maguire, married for much of their lives, marking their years together with vitality, good grace, and a keen awareness of what time does to a marriage. 2 visits abroad, decades apart, brought time's passage home to Marilyn. The first visit was on a July day in 1954. She was 22, newly engaged. Jerry was in the military, stationed overseas. She went over to meet him in Paris.
We went to the Eiffel Tower. We went to the very top. I'm madly in love. I have no idea what's in front of us. We are going to get married in a couple of years. And what's ahead? And I remember looking out over all of Paris, and I could see forever, 40-something years later, he and I were back in Paris on the Eiffel Tower looking out forever, but standing beside me was our 7th child, Amelia. Holding my hand was my 12th grandchild, whose name is Marilyn Duffy Bowen. She's my namesake. And it took my breath away, and I'm standing with this man I love as much. I love much, much more, but differently, of course. And it was just beyond imagination.
All the Maguire children are married, no divorces in the family, yet, says Jerry Maguire, the realist. Marilyn Maguire, the romantic, just smiles. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Next week, a woman who stopped time, or at least slowed it down, by spending some 3 years of it living in a monastery in Minnesota.